My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin and his scammer Belinda discuss their relationship. Are the scammers loosening up? We hope so, because when Davin writes porn, his scammer Belinda is his muse. So listen and enjoy.
She told me that she had to get out of her apartment in like a week.
Right.
And she was 3 months behind, and I tried offering her these suggestions, and it really wasn't.
Oh, she wasn't taking any of that. Yes. That's right.
You remember now?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Not really. Lying pieces of crap. So she asked me how I am. I go, having a brain cramp. How are you? She goes, I'm okay. I go, good. She goes, yeah. I ask how her daughter is, because remember, she had to get off the phone abruptly with me. Not the phone, the texting.
Mm-hmm.
Abruptly, because her daughter came home and she was a little concerned.
Oh.
How is Kasha? I know you were concerned yesterday. She goes, yeah, she was playing with her friends. School and lost crack of time. I was really worried.
Oh, well, I hate it when they're doing drugs that early.
I go, don't worry, sweetie. It happens to all of us. Glad she's good, though. She goes, yes. I spoke with the person who's going to sell my phone. Remember, she's going to sell the phone.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how the only way she could get money.
Right.
I spoke to the person who's going to sell my phone, and he says it will be sold by the end of the week.
Uh-huh.
I go, so is this goodbye?
Yeah.
She goes, don't really know. Maybe, maybe not. Sincerely, I hope not. I go, I hope not, too. I thought your sisters were going to help you.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, she said maybe she could get some help from the family? She goes, I thought so, too, but they said they didn't have that much money. I guess selling the phone is my last option.
Mm-hmm.
I go, well, Mavis helping is an option. Remember, I told her that.
Yeah,
I told
Mavis could get you a job to being a seamstress like you want to be.
Yeah, you could sew, which is what you want to do. She goes, and that's an option I'd rather go without.
Oh, so you'd rather cut off all communication with your honey and not swallow your pride and go get a job, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
I go, okay, let me ask you this. If you dislike her, so why did you let her lies about me infect your heart where you started doubting me?
Ooh.
She goes, I didn't doubt you. I was just in a very bad place in my life.
Uh-huh.
I understand. But when I made the commitment to trust and love you, that meant I made it for even when things are really bad for you. Anybody can stand by the one they love when things are good. She goes, I know. I go, do you still want to get married to me at some point? She goes, I want to, but obviously it's going to be very difficult, especially with my husband right here.
He puts a cramp in my style.
It certainly does. Who do you think I'm talking to? You think I'm talking to the girl or the guy? I think I'm talking to the husband.
I think you're talking to the husband now.
Yeah, husband.
She goes, it's going to be very difficult. I go, you say this to me, but I can never remember when a relationship was easy. She goes, you're right. We've always had a difficult relationship, but it will also be good to have an easy one for a change. I go, an easy one? Have you found somebody else? She goes, if I do, I'll let you know.
Oh, wow. If I do, I'll let you know. Not anything nice and reassuring like, oh, honey, I'm not looking for anybody else.
No, because this person is very cut and dry.
Yeah, I'll say.
You know, and he's looking to streamline stuff.
Yep. I'll let you know when I get some new action. I'll let you know.
Because I have not. Because she continues, because I have not. I go, so then we are no longer a couple? She goes, we are. I'm just saying we've always had a difficult one, and I will be fair to have an easy one is all. I go, so what will it be like when I go to Ghana? She goes, tell you the truth, I don't know. Are we going to kill you? Are we going to rape you? Are we going to
roll you?
You know, even though things are kind of cut and dry, they're entertaining you more than they did 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
I mean, they pretty much...
It wasn't 3 weeks ago. It was several days ago.
In real time. So let's go with that. Several days ago, they're entertaining you a lot more before the whole Dick El Dorado passing away thing hit.
Yeah.
I think it softened them up. Not that much, skosh. Well, but you're getting a little more wiggle room than you had before it all happened.
It's good to think that Dick didn't die for nothing.
Yeah, you know what? He died for the cause of your relationship.
Yeah, Dick and Mr. Whiskers, they were good eggs.
I still feel awful about that.
Yeah, maybe you should check your spam filter. Anyway. Dick could still be alive today, stupid.
Spam is killer.
Yeah, it really is. So I ask her what it'll be like when I get to Ghana. She says, to tell you the truth, I don't know. I go, I have no way of reaching you. She goes, reaching me how? I go, I will not have a number to call you. You will not be online. You will not check the lame Facebook page I am relegated to. You do not check your email.
Oh.
I love the way you threw that in. I won't do that. You won't be able to, that lame Facebook that you just lumped in there.
I'm relegated to.
He won't let you go on her main page. That's brilliant, the way you rub that in. Right in the middle.
Here's a little salt.
Yep.
That stinks. And I'm in there, right?
I know.
Not even on your face. That page that stinks.
I know.
She goes, well, if this phone goes away, all those things will go away with it, I guess. But I will have to. But I will try to be in touch as and when I can. I go, I guess I need to figure out how to get out of this damn porn contract.
Wait. What do you mean?
I'm in a new porn contract.
Oh, so wait. If you get out of the contract, how will that help? Okay. I don't understand.
Do you not know how this works?
I don't understand.
I don't understand. Go to the fryer later.
Look, fingernails.
Maybe it's not the material, Joe. Maybe it's just the delivery.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, she just asked a question.
Yeah.
But she didn't say, can I interrupt? That's how you get my attention.
please, sir.
Finish.
Can I have some more, sir?
I like that. I went the rest of the show done in that British accent.
Yes, sir.
Right. Babe, I can't protect you if I don't know where you are. You need to be careful and very mindful of the company you keep. That's a veiled threat.
Yeah, a little bit.
That's what I'm saying to her.
Yeah, I know.
She goes, okay, but how does the contract affect me? As if she wanted to know what you were thinking.
I know. Thank you for asking that, Belinda, because I'm not allowed to ask that question. Thank you, Belinda, for reading my mind.
Yeah, I know. I go, I was writing to build our future in a much quicker fashion. I was hoping you could help me write. Don't you remember towards the end of my writing, I could hardly write without you. You became my muse.
Yeah.
That is what I was doing when you came online. I was trying to write, but struggling. Actually, I was writing a comedy roast and struggling.
And also, when you listen to the clips this week, it's funny how these arguments repeat, because the clips this week, Dad, what
I didn't listen to this week's.
All right, I'll give the clips from what's the date of this correspondence?
The one right now?
The one you're reading right now.
May 21st, 2013.
All right, we have November 13th,
2012. Oh, wow.
And they're going back and forth where Davin sees a priest that Agnes suggested. This is before Belinda.
Right.
That Agnes suggested, and the priest, Father Mulcahy, tells
is that what I call them?
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.